We are glad to be joined by the mayor of Juba City Council, Mr. Callisto Ladu, joins us online right about now. Mr. Mayor, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Morning to you, and morning to all the listeners of Miraya.
Thank you. Yes, we have been having a conversation here in the studio, and there's been a lot of complaints, especially from small-scale business owners, about multiple taxations being done or carried out by the Juba City Council. And they say things like, you know, they've been taxed on service fee, they've been taxed on a lot, actually, which we will go through. First of all, what's your response to all these complaints about taxes by the Juba City Council?
In the first place, we don't have multiple taxes. This is one. Number two, we don't pay taxes now. We'll be taking taxes as from July. After the 9th of July, then we will start taking our taxes. The taxes are taken long time ago, and there is no more taking of taxes now. So if there are people being taxed in the market, then they are taxed by different people.
Why is there no collection of taxes now, as you are saying?
We're in the end of the financial year. We're in the end of the financial year, and you know, our new financial year is starting after the 9th of July every year.
Okay. Now, on the issue of multiple taxes, you said there's no multiple taxes, but we've had these traders complaining that, for example, if one is in Gudele, a tax collector, even from a different area, will come and collect the tax. And on the same issue, if it's garbage, three or four people come in the same month to collect garbage tax. How then do you call this if it is not multiple collection?
No. Garbage used to be collected by the Department of Environment and Sanitation, which is in charge of garbage bills collection. Not every section in the city council can collect the garbage bill. And this is one. Two, there is no any red collector from one block will cross to another block so as to collect taxes. Juba City Council is composed of three blocks. Juba block, Kator block, and Mimiki block.
But these
so
are...
each block operates in its territory.
Now, Mr. Mayor, these are traders who are sharing on their experiences. What you are telling us is what should happen. But then this is happening. We have people crossing from different blocks and going and asking for taxes from a different block. Say if Munuki, a Gudele person comes and asks from Munuki. What is your response to what is happening on the ground?
Well, when you talk of Munuki and Gudele, they all belong to Munuki block. Gudele residential area and its market, Munuki residential area and its market, even Jebel, even if you come to custom, these are all part of Munuki block.
All right.
So it is administered by the same administration of Munuki block.
All right.
So there is nobody who has crossed from another block to another or from one area to another.
Great. Mr. Mayor, you did mention that now you're not collecting taxes. And just to clear our doubts on all this, last Friday I saw people with the yellow Juba City Council uniforms going from shop to shop. What are they doing?
Well, when you get people with yellow uniforms, these are called council cards. The council cards, together with the public health officers and the public order officials, move from shop to shop and from market to market. Applying, number one, they're applying the public order. Number two, they are also going to verify the public health situation in any shop. Because some shops may not be clean, having rats, having so many things that are not allowed according to the public health rules and regulations. So that is their duty. Once they find that the business place is in order and there is not any violation of public health rules and so on, then there is no problem. For example, in the restaurant, the people working in the restaurant or in the cafeteria should actually have the medical license. So this is for the safety of the consumers, their customers who are going to consume their food or eat their food or drink their juice. So once they don't have a medical license, then or medical certificate, then the first place, the place should be closed. Because we cannot allow them to operate without any medical verification that they are healthy. And then these cancel guards are the ones to close the shop. It is not the responsibility of the administrative officer or the public health officer. It is the responsibility of the cancel guard. This is called dressed in yellow. They close the shop. The owner, the restaurant or the cafeteria, the owner of the place, will have to go and meet them in their offices, in the office of the public health, if it has to do with the public health, and in the office of the public order, if they have to do with the public order.
All right.
So that's why they are moving. And then, for example, if a trader violates the public order, for example, what is the public order all about? You should not put your goods outside your shop.
Mm-hmm.
The goods must be inside the shop, not be in the veranda.
It should
not be by the roadside, so that your goods are clean, are protected, so that they are not under the direct sun rays, because the goods may lose value. And then when the consumers buy it, will be of no value to their health. So once the trader maintains these rules, and they know these rules very well, then this trader has got no problem. But when the trader put the goods outside the shop, which is supposed to be for the goods, then they are fired according to the bylaws.
Okay.
And this is where, and when a trader, there is a difference between taxes and fine.
Right.
Because once you are fined because of the violation of law, then you just don't violate the law and you are not fined.
All right.
Yes, thank you, Mayor, because we need to make this extremely clear. And you're saying these people who are moving around, they are, they're going through and looking and making these orders to be respected. Now, let's go through some of these, various taxation that we have seen from your receipts and all that. Are these right now not being implemented, like the state development tax, this presumptive tax, this tax clearance certificate, this tax ID card, advance stamp duty, this fine, this operational permit, this operational licenses, this stamp duty, this service fee, all these, is it not being implemented now? You put it on hold, or these are not yet the tax, but, you know, the tax will be starting in July?
All the taxes that the city council used to collect are actually embodied in the law and the bylaws of the city council. And they are not collected, but they are only collected in the beginning of the year. For example, when you talk of the service fee is collected once per year, and it is meant for the service that are delivered, like the construction of the feeder roads, massive cleaning campaigns in Juba, and so on. So there is no taxes that is collected every day, every month, and so on. No, there is no collection of money like that.
Okay, let's just talk about the issue of some of these things. You've talked about feeder roads and all that. Well, there's also complaints of some taxes that are levied on these businessmen, and they don't receive the services. Well, there's garbage collection. There's also security tax. Tell us about this, and why aren't these services being rendered to them?
First of all, Juba City Council does not collect security tax.
The traders we spoke to.
But the traders said these are people from the city council.
There are people from city council who actually take that money, security tax.
No, you get me right. I'm the chairman of the security committee in Juba City Council as the mayor of the city. And I have all these complaints. And yesterday I held a security meeting with all the security organs in the city. And we have proven beyond reasonable doubt that they are used to be collected as security money in the name of security in the market. But this money is not collected by the city council. And yesterday we got clear report. There are some security organs that have been given mandate of taking these taxes from the traders in the market, so that they will provide security to these people in the market. Which of course, we are not supposed to be acting like that, because to us, we know we have the Chamber of Commerce, Juba City Chamber of Commerce and Central Equatorial Chamber of Commerce, which are supposed to work in collaboration with Juba City Council with regard to the security of the goods of these traders in the market. But we heard that these organs happen to get permission from other levels of the government, not from Juba City Council.
Like which levels?
the levels of the government were trying to find out the documents, because as the mayor, I cannot be talking of what is not in front of me in the office in terms of the document. So we are working out to find out that this practice is really stopped, and we have resolved in the Security Council meeting of the city that this practice is taking of money from traders for security purposes, and even taking the money from the traders for fire safety, you know. These are all what we found in our report. So when the traders say money is taken from them for fire safety and for the security and so on, yes, what they are talking about is true, but it is not taken by city council. In fact, city council is working hard to see into it that this kind of practice is stopped from being taken from them.
Okay.
And I don't think it can really be called taxes, because which law is regulating this kind of collection?
All right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, just so before...
This is that group of people who say they are protecting the market, and if there is a burning in the market, they are the ones going to put the fire off and so on, so they have to be collecting and so on. So to us in the administration of Cuba City Council, say this one is not lawful, because there is no law, there is no any other law that provides for the collection of this kind of tax.
All right.
Just before you go, you did mention earlier that some of the service fee that that are being collected yearly is to provide services to the people, like feeder roads and all that. Now with the rainy season and some areas in Juba are already flooding, is there anything the city council can do on that?
Well, the city council has something to do on that, of course, and as I've already told you, we're in the end of the financial year. By the new financial year, of course, we will start doing most of these things. But as we talk now, we have done great job on three roads, one in Kator, one in Budele, and one in Banabari. When you go by Simoni Jata Bridge, as you are going to Kasoli University, mm-hmm. The road was not passable. Now, if you can drive there, you just go direct up to the airport. You go to what we call Zorpati, Kiliba, like Malekia, to Atlabana. There was a road that was not used since the beginning of that residential area. But now we have already put it, and we also fixed the PT Oil Road to Block 5 up to Gudele Central Market. This road was not passable for not less than 9 to 10 years. So we have done all this at the end of the financial year. Then what will happen in the beginning of the new financial year, when we'll really be having these resources from the tax? So we understand the suffering of the people of the city during the rainy season, and we are part of the citizens of this city, so we know the difficulties, and it is the responsibility of city council to deliver services and to carry out developmental projects in the city. We are a service delivery institution. So we will bring this flooding to an end in the residential area gradually, and I underline the word gradually. So what is needed is the cooperation from the people in our residential area. We have the chairpersons and the members of the quarter councils in all the residential areas. So they have all the reports, and they have actually channeled the reports from the office of the mayor. And together with my deputies, the CEO, the directors of the three blocks, and the zones and the quarter councils, will see into it that we create drainage system, and we also open roads for easy transportation of water through the water tanks, and so that the electricity will also reach people, and the drainage system, so that water does not get into people's fences.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.